We're going to talk about the Word. Praise the Lord. It is something to think about what a group of people that are Christians can do. I am grateful that I'm on the giving end instead of the receiving end. Now, as you see that, you can easily understand when the king says it's better to be able to give than to receive. You're more blessed. Well, I'm telling you, I really love going in my house and knowing that I can open the refrigerator and there's something to eat. You know, I'm looking in to see, well, let's see, what do I want today? Do I want something off of this shelf or this shelf or this? Or what do I want instead of walking in and not having a house, much less a refrigerator, and then not no food in it? Because some of these people, especially these women, they didn't have anything. I mean, not anything. Some of them didn't even have clothes on their back. I mean, just barely clothes on their back. In fact, those 2,500 pieces of clothing that Cheryl bought for $1,250, you know, that's going to provide clothing for a lot of people. And I think, you know, that a whole store was sold out. And, of course, Eldon and Nancy's the one that got all that together. And then Cheryl was able to buy that entire stock of 2,500 items of clothing for $1,250. 50 cents a piece. Isn't that something? You know, what God can do. You know, I mean, what God can do. If there's anything we need to realize, that in this day and age, you and I, as sons and daughters of God, if we'll just be obedient and serve Him, there's nothing impossible with our God. Nothing. I mean, He is real. He is compassionate. And the majority of the world does not know the King. And it is mine and your job to be an example. Now, yesterday, I will have to say that Eldon and I yesterday had the longest shopping spree I've ever been on in my life. And he told me this is the biggest shopping spree I've ever been on. But he and I were buying things for this building. We were down at Home Depot, and I had gotten a gift card that was a 10% discount. And so I went in last week to buy something, and it said you could use it to the 31st of December. Well, I understood it. It said it expires December the 31st. So I said, okay. So I bought $175 worth of stuff, and I give it to the guy, and he checked it out and gave me a 10% discount, and then he kept my card. I said, oh, I want my card back. He said, no, you only get to use that card one time. Oh, I said, one time. I said, well, then ring it all up at normal price. I've got a little $10 off here over $50. Let me give that to you for this. That'll only make a $7 difference. And then let me have my card back. And so he had to re-ring everything. And then he didn't reassign my card. He didn't show that. It still showed I used it, is what I'm trying to say. So yesterday, Elder and I went, we made a list the night before, and we went down to buy all kinds of stuff, you know. I mean, plumbing stuff, you name it, pipe, all kinds of stuff. In fact, we bought $5,300 worth of stuff yesterday at Home Depot. And when we started to check out, we had cart after cart after cart after cart, you know. And so when it took us an hour to check out. Now, when they got us checked out, I give him the card. I said, now, I'll tell you in advance, I got a 10% discount. And the guy looked at it, and he said, okay, and he rang it up, and she had to call the manager, and the manager said, you've already used it. I said, no, I didn't. I said, yeah, I did use it the other day, but then they, you know, I told them the situation. They said, well, the guy didn't ring it back up saying that you didn't use it. So they had to call the big manager over, and he had to give us approval. And, of course, as they did that, they did all that, and then we didn't get a $500 discount. We only got a $200 discount because it only went to $2,000. Now, I didn't know that, see. But at least we got the maximum. We got the maximum. But that first carload of stuff, all over that store for 5 hours, we was asking different people, where is this? Where's this? The guy said, it's on aisle 6 or whatever. And you say, praise the Lord. Thank you, sir. May Jesus bless you. You know, and so me and Eldon, we didn't realize what we was doing for 5 hours in that store. But when we got ready to check out, I had my first cart of stuff, and a guy standing in front of me, he checked out, and as he started to leave, he said, sir, I got to tell you something. I said, what's that, sir? He said, I've been around in here for a couple of hours myself getting stuff, and he said, I've never seen two men as bold with the Word of God as you and that man right over there. He said, "You two guys, y'all have talked about Jesus all over this store today." He said, "I've heard you guys everywhere." I said, "Well, that's what we do." He said, "Well, I am not where you want or where you guys are, but I'm getting there rapidly." He said, "I want to be bold with Jesus as you guys are." I said, "Well, sir, we know the Lord." He said, "Well, the scripture says," and obviously he had read it, because it said over there, I think it's in the book of Daniel, it says, "Those that really know the Lord are bold as lions." And I thought, boy, do we really know the Lord. We're bold as lions. Now, if you don't know him, you can't be bold with him. But when you really know him, you can be bold with God. Because you know he's your king. And you know he loves you. And you know what he come to do. And we know that he's already come to this earth. And so many people today don't know our king like we know our king. But we want everybody to know him like we know him. We love to see the king. I mean, every time I'd look up, Eldon would be, I'd say, "Eldon, come help me do this." And I'm looking over here and he's got two ladies over here talking to him about Jesus. And I said, okay, no problem. I'll do this by myself. You know, and in a little while he comes, "You need some help?" I said, "Not now." And then in a little while, we were over there doing something. He turned around and get me to help him. I'm over there sharing Jesus with some guys. So, I mean, we was talking. In 5 hours, we done a lot of shopping. We bought a lot of stuff. But we talked to a lot of people about Jesus, didn't we, Eldon? I mean, we had a great time, and I mean, it's amazing. And of course, as they checked us out, we had all these complications. You know, so they had ring. You can imagine how many items is in $5,300. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, a lot of them. And then after they got this list, you know, it's this long. They got this list when they found out that we did have the right card. They were going to give us the 10% credit. They had to cancel everything in the computer and rehand ring it up. I mean, this girl here, she's punching in numbers. I mean, this whole list, every number has to be added, put in, and re-ring. So we had a whole staff of people around us. And boy, we're talking about Jesus. We're sharing Jesus with all these people. Boy, when we left, everybody there knows Jesus. I mean, it's amazing. But this is, I got tickled at one guy, said, "You know, you guys need to be careful. You might offend somebody, what you're talking about." I said, "Praise God." I said, "If they get offended, they need to come to know Jesus like we know him. They won't be offended with Jesus." I said, "Praise God, anybody's offended with Jesus?" I said, "This is what Christmas is all about. This is about the King. This is about Jesus." I said, "So if you're offended at Jesus," I said, "then you need to leave America and go somewhere where they won't be offended with Jesus. You know, go back to Iraq or Iran or Japan or wherever. But if you're offended with Jesus, that's what this nation was based on. That's what we were founded on. And we love Jesus in this place. And I am sick and tired of people that won't stand bold for their king out in the workplace. I mean, we need to stand for the King. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And I praise him and love him and worship him, don't you? What a mighty God we serve. When I think about what he has blessed us with, he's given us salvation and give it to us free. You didn't have to do nothing for it except believe. You know, and it's free. It's a free gift. He give you healing and you didn't have to do nothing except obey him. And believe his word. And it's a free gift for every one of us that will believe. Now, we're trying our best to get people to believe that. We can't even get people to believe that Jesus is a Savior. I mean, there's so many people. You talk to them about Jesus. "Oh, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, I'm not sure I want to talk. I'm an atheist." No, you ain't no atheist. You know, you're just... You just know that if there really is a God, and then you're going to be accountable for sin, there's some things you're doing you're going to have to change, and you don't want to change your lifestyle, so you're just going to hide him on the back burner. Well, let me tell you, he's real, isn't he? He is the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods. And I'm telling you, and he come 2,000 years ago to give us the things, and we're going to talk about this magnificent season of Christmas. You know, don't tell me happy holidays. You know, you say happy holidays, say praise God, this ain't a happy holiday, this is Jesus, this is Christmas. I'm not, well, welcome, I mean, don't you believe in God? Oh yeah, I believe in God, but his name's Jesus Christ, he's the Messiah, he's the King of kings and Lord of lords. So if you don't know about Jesus, if you follow me and Eldon around a little while, you're going to hear about Jesus. I mean, you may be in the aisle next over. But I mean, we talk, me and Eldon, we talk loud enough. He's way down yonder. And somebody said, hey, will you, I'm looking for something. You know where he said? I said, that's that guy right there. He said, well, it's right down here, three aisles over. I said, praise the Lord, sir. Thank you. You know, that's the way we talked in that store yesterday, all the day long, 5 hours. They was hearing us three and four aisles over. Somebody, who is that guy we're saying, praise the Lord? And they said, his name's Jesus. We don't give you no interpretation on who God is. Well, yeah, do you believe in God? Oh, yeah, I believe in God. I'm a Muslim. That's not the same God I believe in. I believe in Jesus Christ, my King. I don't believe in Muhammad. I believe in Jesus. I mean, is that, we're supposed to be on fire for this King, right? This is the King we serve. Well, he paid an awesome price for you and me so we can be here. And I love serving this King. So now that we're going to start out, we're just going to hit three of the dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of mighty scriptures that talked about his coming. We're going to start out in Isaiah 7:14. Isaiah 7:14, hundreds of years before the King came, over 700 years before he came. This is a sign. He's talking about one of the signs. He says, this is one of the things the King is going to give us. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. This means God with us. They were looking for a sign. If you read that whole chapter of 7, you'll find out they were looking for a sign and they couldn't think of nothing that they wanted. Well, the Lord said, I'll give you a sign. And he told us, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin. Now, this is not something that only God can do, because we've never seen a woman have a baby that was a virgin. It ain't never happened in history. You know, women can be a virgin, and every one of you should be a virgin until you get married. And then you shouldn't be a virgin no more. You know, that's supposed to go away. You're supposed to be a woman dedicated to one husband forever. And you're to never be defiled by another man. You're to love your husband, and you're to love him and serve him all of your life, as long as God keeps you alive.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.